Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome in, everyone. All right, if you think running as a Republican for mayor is a challenge in Philadelphia, how would you like to be our next guest, Daphne Goggins? She's the Republican ward leader in the 16th Ward in North Philly, filed as a candidate. We'll talk about her candidacy in a moment. But it's got a little uphill battle. Just 3% of the 16th Ward's voters are Republican. President Trump took just 1% of the vote for president in 2016, and the 2018 candidates for governor and the U.S. Senate also took just 1%. All right? So if you think it's uphill in the suburbs for Republicans, try North Philly. Daphne Goggins joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Daphne, welcome, and it was great to meet you last night.
Yes, it was. It was a very interesting meeting out of Montgomery County. Thank you for having me on your show today.
Well, thank you very much. And I know that you're going to be announcing on your, well, you were proud to say your 56th birthday last night on January 29th.
Yes.
Why would you do such a crazy thing in a city where you told me last night it's an 8-to-1 registration edge? And I guess where you are in North Philly, it's more like 50-to-100-to-1.
Well, I'm going to say that God wants me to do this. I am the person, and this is the time for us to branch out into the inner city communities. You know, basically, I love Philadelphia. I'm a lifelong resident of Philadelphia. At the age of 18, I naturally registered Republican. I've never looked back. And after working in a capacity at social services,
mm-hmm.
working in subsidized housing all over the city of Philadelphia and the school districts also in Philadelphia, I've seen how Democrat policies are killing our people. So, I've lived the struggles. I know the struggles. I've lived paycheck to paycheck. I know also the dream of seeing my sons go to college. I'm a single mother of three sons. And all three of them have gone to college. And that was a direct result for the last two of school choice. I would like to see my people actually achieve the American dream. In the last 2 years, unemployment in our nation has dropped. More people are working and wages are going up, except in Philadelphia.
Now, I know that some of your national fame was you were a big supporter of President Trump. And I think, that it's hard, but I think you kind of make the point. Why should it be that hard to be a Trump supporter in African-American communities, given what's happening with the economy and given the fact that President Trump is getting more support among African-Americans than your average Republican is?
Right. Well, here's the reality. The news media, the fake news, is basically inundated our communities and most of these cities that are run by Democrats. They own the news media, and they pretty much have painted Donald Trump as this racist, and, you know, they can't say anything good about him, and the hatred is real. However, when you point out the facts to these people, and see, here's my problem with the party in Philadelphia in general. And I blame us black Republicans for this. The ones of us who've been around here for the 30 years and all that have not articulated a sufficient message. You know, we as a party, we have failed to articulate a sufficient message to the minority community of Philadelphia as well as Philadelphians at large. I believe I'm that person, and the time is right now for that to be done. We have to give them an alternative, offer an alternative to the corruption and the monotony of the Democrat Party's failure to serve the people. The reality is the Republican Party cannot be blamed for anything in Philadelphia except that it has not offered a viable alternative.
I agree with you completely. Yeah, it's an uphill battle. It's a very difficult battle, but nothing is going to change if not for people like you and others. that can break through and have a shot to do this. And I think we talked about, too, things like the safe injection site. And I have a sense, Solomon Jones and I are friendly, writes for papers here locally, and other people I talk with, the people in communities like North Philly, Kensington and all, they don't want to have a place that's going to enable people to come and shoot up drugs in their communities. They don't think that's the solution. They're tired of that.
Well, addicts won't stop using it until they're ready.
Right.
They become ready in many different ways, and some have spiritual breakdowns, and some have financial breakdowns, and, you know, some have physical breakdowns. But while I'm not an advocate of locking people up, I see much evidence that when addicts are forced to get help by a judge and they're monitored and they take advantage of programs such as Narcotics Anonymous, like myself have done, and other 12-step programs, they can possibly find success with surrendering. Now, the last thing that I believe an addict needs is more drugs. And we shouldn't come with any policy that would encourage that, you know. And with these safe injection sites, why would an addict with enough money, you know, even want to go to a safe injection site? How many times are they going to let someone come back, you know, mm-hmm. to get the Narcan?
Right.
Are the people really trained to know the disease of addiction and the many, many manifestations of an addict? You know, I know we don't want to be advocating mass incarceration of anyone. However, I think that would be safer in prison than in a safe injection site. At least there they may accumulate some clean time, and then they can come up with strategies and intensive treatments to help them to stay clean, as well as getting psychological help to deal with whatever underlying issues are causing them to medicate themselves. You know, the disease of addiction is the heavyweight champ. It does not discriminate. You know, people tend to say that this opioid thing is a white person's thing. No, it's not. The disease of addiction doesn't care how much money you have. It doesn't care what kind of car you drive. And, you know, you look at Whitney Houston, you look at Michael Jackson, the disease of addiction is real. And we have to come up with comprehensive ways to fight this.
Absolutely.
As a disease and not, you know, they can come up, they keep coming up with these things that they think are simplistic, like, the needle thing may help, you know, stop the AIDS. But like I said, to give an addict drugs is insanity.
Absolutely. Now, Daphne, you'll be announcing on the 29th. And for now, I guess the best place people could read about you, and that's where I did. I know somebody knows you, too. But a lot of listeners sent me stuff when they saw on Facebook that you were talking about running. So
yeah.
Where did they go? Is that the best place, Facebook?
Well, the best place, well, I should be launching my website in 2 hours. And it's going to be DaphneGogginsForMayor.com. We can be reached. We do have our campaign phones up and running, 267-909-3048. Call me. Ask me any questions. If you need me to come out. And I really look forward to going around the city of Philadelphia and having conversations with all of the residents, because I want to get a feel of, you know, what they think are working and what's not working. Like, from what I'm seeing, everybody's concerned with taxes. You know, I also would like, you know, to reach out to all of the business owners in the city of Philadelphia, because I look at this sugary drink tax. You know, a lot of people don't understand that we have an individual right in this country for them to pass a tax. If I'm 600 pounds, I'm diabetic, and I'm overweight, and I'm killing myself with Pepsi, it's my right. It's called life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And for them to put a tax on something like that, and then knowing that this city's engine is actually, you know, funded by small businesses, who are they really helping? Are helping 2,200 children to get daycare or pre-K?
You know, absolutely. Well,
we have a hard time finding women
right.
to bring their kids to pre-K.
Exactly. So, Daphne, we'll have you back as soon as you announce. So I tell people the spelling of your last name is G-O-G-G-I-N-S. And I would tell people to Daphne, D-A-P-H, N-E, Daphne Goggins for mayor. Go there. You'll have it up this afternoon. Daphne, to be continued. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Dom. And to all your listeners, have a great weekend.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!